Podcast Fresh.
This espresso shot is pulled from the Torres and Acapella show number 3. In this clip, we talk virtual reality and how it could affect the way we communicate with others, AI and its effects on the music, video game, and graphic design industries, why we immediately don't want to open our doors to knocking strangers, and we explore the world of door-to-door sales and their tactics. And who got it right more, The Simpsons or Black Mirror? All this and more on this episode of The Espresso Shot. As always, you can follow us on Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook at Podcast Fresh, or send us an email, podcastfresh2020@gmail.com. Enjoy the show. These smart devices, the ones that are going to go on your head, I mean, it's going to get crazy, I think.
You're going to see
more and more people with these strapped on gimmicks on their heads just walking around. And to me, it's sort of like AI in the sense of we don't know where it's going. We don't know its full scope yet.
Yeah.
It could be the future where we're all connected, but I feel like, I don't know. I feel like a lot of technology is really divided people, you know. I could see a future where you're like, I want to watch the Fast and the Furious movie, but maybe your wife wants to watch Barbie. So Each of you both sit together at the couch, but each of you are strapped on with your own gimmick. You're holding hands or whatever, but you're watching your own. She's watching her movie. You're watching your movie. You guys are still cuddling, doing your thing, right? But you're in two completely different sort of worlds, so to speak, you know?
I think that is a huge problem. I can understand if she's watching TV and you want to play video games, so you got like your Switch or you got like one of the new PS5 Portal gimmick thing. But it's like that, but that makes sense. Like, you're doing different things. But if you're going to sit there and watch something, I can't imagine like watching something else in my own world, but still being able to like hold hands or whatever. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
That is fucking awful. Like, you're not really spending time together. You're just next to each other.
That's a thing, right? That's going to be part of the gimmick.
Ridiculous.
Wait till you, and I'm sure this is being developed or maybe already is out. Wait till you can put filters on your partner.
Oh, boy.
Maybe your wife's always wanted you to look like The Rock.
Oh, no.
She just sets a little filter. It's still you.
Yeah.
It's still Ryan Acapella Mello up top.
Oh, shit.
But everything else is, if you smell la 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 la, what The Rock is cooking, baby.
It ain't pudding no more.
and you look over at her and you feel like Emma Stone. So you flip her thing and it turns into Emma Stone. You know,
that's
like
crazy.
We are so close to that.
Black Mirrors, man. Black Mirrors told the future.
That's Black Mirror told the future. I think right now, in terms of like TV shows that told the future, I feel like The Simpsons has told more of the future than Black Mirror. But Black Mirror definitely makes you think of like what's possible and stuff like that, right?
You little.
The Simpsons told it in a innocent way, though. Like Trump being president.
Right.
Like, that's not going to directly affect us. You know what I mean? Like, it is what it is. But like Black Mirror is like, oh, you can fucking turn your wife into some other girl and then like have sex with her. And then like you could stop that whenever you want. Or you could like transfer your brain into like a fucking simulation. That's scary. That's not like normal.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, man. I don't know.
That is wild. Elon Musk recently, like, they implanted a chip in somebody. Did you see this thing?
Oh, yeah. He did his first, like, human trial or something.
That's wild.
Dude.
Future scary, dude.
Any news on that? Is that guy, like, still normal or what?
Elon Musk, I think he's, like, having another kid or something.
No. The test subject.
No, nothing to update right now. No. I have no idea. But that's crazy, man. That is Black Mirror stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Black Mirror.
I don't like where we're headed, man.
You can be unconscious, but be in like some world, some virtual reality world gimmick or whatever.
I don't think I'd mind. Like, remember San Junipero, the episode?
Yeah, man, Black for Mirror? Sure. Yeah,
I don't think. One. I think if I was on my way out and I was gonna die and shit,
on my way out,
you know, like or whatever, I'm peacing out. If you transfer whatever's left in my brain and literally let me live another life in this simulation, cool. Like at that point, what do I got to lose? But when it's like directly affecting the life I'm in now, that's a scary thought, you know?
Yeah, I think that's it. And permissions is like a whole other thing, right? I mean, with AI and stuff like that.
yeah.
I mean, people were making pictures and videos of Taylor Swift.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And there was like this huge revolt about like taking it down, like suing the creators and stuff like that. We mentioned previously like AI making comedy specials with like George Carlin, who's passed away.
Well, what about these like new crazy AI rap songs? Like I heard the other day, if Eminem sang John Cena's entrance music.
How did it sound?
It sounded legit. It was like, oh my fucking God.
He sang it with like Eminem's cadence and everything?
Yeah, man.
Your time is up, my time is now, now. You can't see me, my time is now, now. It's the franchise where I'm shining now, now. You can't see me, my time is now. Cause I've got a fell off, I'm still hot, knock your shell off. My money stacked back, plus I can't turn the swell off. A franchise doing big business, I live this, it's automatic. I win this, yo, you hear those hoes, you finish.
That's awesome.
Like when he said, my time is now, like it's got that Eminem, like, oh,
that
Jesus
swag, that,
yeah, like that
gray
that
hoodie,
that gruffness.
Ball cap. Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, this is ridiculous. And another popular one I've seen for whatever reason, the Grand Theft Auto San Andreas beat.
No, you
know
what
I'm talking about?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, the loading screen music. So I don't know if you've ever seen it, but there's an official rap that that's out there where the guy that voices Carl Johnson raps over it.
Okay.
Because he's a rapper in real life.
Right.
And he's making references to the game, like, oh, I'm gonna go to Cluck and Bell after this and get a haircut at the, it's like he's Carl Johnson rapping about his life in the game. Over that beat, what people have decided to do is get a Tupac AI voice to sing those lyrics on that beat, and it sounds like Tupac. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And that's a popular one. I've seen Eazy-E, I've seen Biggie, I've seen Eminem. It's
right.
It's crazy what they're doing.
That is crazy. And even in like the video game world, I was listening. Sorry, did I interrupt you, Ryan?
No.
Okay, I thought you had another point.
No.
I was recently listening to IGN Scoop. Did you get to that episode where they were talking about would you play an AI game? This is maybe a month or two ago.
It's an older episode. That sounds familiar. Yeah, I probably listened.
Yeah, and they were just talking about like, would you play an AI game? And it's kind of like, and they were split. It's kind of like, I'd much rather play a game made by a human being because I know that like that's really truly them, you know.
Yes.
Like, let's just say Hideo Kojima. Let's just say, like 100 years from now, they're like, you know, or not even 100 years ago. This is close in the future.
This
is
10 years from now.
Right. Let's just say the people that have access. Who is it that own Metal Gear now? Capcom? No, not Capcom.
Konami,
right. Let's just say they're like, you know what? I know everybody's torn about who's going to take over the franchise and things like that. With the power of AI, we have allowed AI to create the next Metal Gear game, right? And we're happy to present the trailer. Mm-hmm. Dude, and they present the trailer, and it is chef's kiss, right? Let's just imagine that.
It's the shits, yeah.
And then you're like, wow, this is, it's amazing. But at the same time, Hideo Kojima comes out, and he goes, while I appreciate that game, any of my true fans, I just want you to know that game's got nothing to do with me, yada, 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 right? Kind of like what happened when that Metal Gear Rising came out. Right?
Survive.
It survived. That's not me. That's not me, right?
Got nothing to do with that train, right?
You can't see me. You can't see me. No way you're breaking me, kid. I'm harder than nails. Plus, I keep it on lock like I'm part of the jam. I'm slaughtering stale competition. I got the whole block. There is something to that. I don't know. AI is crazy, man. We still haven't even. I think we're just scratching the surface on AI.
Oh, yeah.
It's nuts.
I think when it comes to video games, I don't mind AI as a tool. Like, I don't mind if it's like you could use it to quickly generate some kind of image faster, but then you go in after and kind of touch it up yourself, give it your own flair.
Yeah.
That is fine. But when you ask AI to do the whole thing, like for example, the new WWE 2K24 game, did you hear about this?
I've heard about the game, but tell me, I don't know what your point is.
What my AI point is with this?
Yeah, tell me.
There's like three different covers for the game, right? Depending on the version you get.
Sure.
There's a WrestleMania cover. I think that's like the best edition you could get of the game. The WrestleMania cover features like Undertaker, Stone Cold, Rock, you know, all the guys. Stone Cold Steve Austin is on top, is the highest superstar on the cover. Like he's on top, big picture. He's got his fists in the air like this. Like he's at the corner of the ring on the rope doing this. Look at his fingers. He's got four fingers. He's got four fingers because that is AI generated shit. There's other little examples in that cover. The RGT made a video about this. That's all I know. And he was going through, and it was like little things like Hulk Hogan's like nipple looked ridiculous, like something like that. It was crazy. And it's AI generated art that they used for this cover. It's like, dude, what the fuck? Like, at least make sure everything is proportionate. AI, the biggest thing with AI is it has a problem with doing hands right now. Like, it never gets hands right. That's the word. So it's like, why not check the hands? Like, it's very clear that Steve Austin has got four fingers. It's crazy,
man. Last check. Did they fix this?
I don't think so. But what I did hear was they removed Brock Lesnar from that cover. Oof. Because of Brock's out stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, Brock's out. Not good. Not looking good for Brock.
No, not looking good for...
But it's crazy. Brock. Yeah. No, it's... Yeah. But the AI thing is just... it's nuts, man. It is absolutely nuts.
The amount of stuff you could do with it is insane.
Tons. I was reading a story earlier today about some guy lost like millions of dollars because these criminals got access to his voice, and using his voice, I guess they got on a phone call somewhere and, I don't know, sold shares or did something. Yeah. But this guy lost like a ridiculous amount of money, like more than $10 million, I'm sure. It was like $20, $30 million, something like that, because of AI.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to find a good picture. But anyway, look it up after. It's crazy, man. The amount of... Like, literally on both hands, you can see it's four fingers. Holy shit. And yeah, Hogan is missing a nipple, but then you see Andre the Giant there, and he's got the nipples. What the fuck?
So they ran with this cover without even, like, checking with anybody? Like, that's nuts.
Yeah, pretty much.
Who's missing a nipple? Andre the Giant?
Hogan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But then Andre has his nipples, so you can see that there's clearly a problem there.
Andre's got nipples?
Yeah, Andre's got his nipples.
He's supposed to.
I know, but what I'm saying is Hogan doesn't. So obviously the AI did the nipples on Andre, but missed the nipple on Hogan.
Right. I wonder how big Andre the Giant's nipples were.
As big as your head, bro.
The size of a McDonald's? The size of a burger?
A McDouble. Let's bring it back in with McDoubles.
That's tremendous. That's tremendous.
Rest in peace.
Oh, man, that's awesome. Yeah, Andre the Giant. He was a legend.
Yeah, man.
Today I was just chilling at home and somebody came and knocked on my door.
Hide under the bed.
And I'm like, this is odd. But they knocked very weak, like.
As if they know you're not going to answer.
Yeah, almost like a half-ass. Bonnie, two more doors and we'll call it a lunch. All right. Yeah. And I just heard like a knock. Knock. I'm like, what? And I'm like, what's my play here? You know, most people are like, go up and answer the door like a normal human being, right? Mm-hmm. But I'm like, you know what? No. There's been a lot of like people selling stuff lately, right?
Yeah,
they get into the building and then they're selling stuff. They're not really supposed to, but... And I just end up having these conversations with people. I'm like, no, sorry, yada, yada, right?
Yeah, dude.
Sometimes they get me though, right? It'll be like, you know, would you like to buy a chocolate? I'm buying a violin or something like that. I was like, all right, you know, if I've got some cash, I'll give him some cash, right? Kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, you give him $10 for like a $2 chocolate bar, you know what I mean?
Did you just say I'm buying a violin?
Whatever excuse they use, right? Whatever excuse
they
use.
That's so funny. That's so random.
Yeah, I'm buying a violin or I'm saving up for a trip to go to school, whatever it might be. Yeah, Mexico, all inclusive. Yeah. You know, Barcelo, Mayan, Riviera. That's where I went. I don't know about anybody else.
That's where the Aztecas are.
It's incredible because it really is. It's kind of like what Sebastian Maniscalco said. It's like nobody answers the door anymore. Before it used to be like, hey, come in. Hey, look, yep. Susan's over. And now it's like, don't you fucking come to my house without calling or texting first.
Get the sword. It's in the couch.
Dude, like, okay, let's be honest for a minute. Let's be real for a minute.
Okay.
If I came to your house tomorrow, 6:30 p.m. just knocked on you and Tiff's door, completely unannounced, uninvited. You'd be like, "Oh, what a nice surprise!" But then you immediately start thinking, like, "Oh, fuck, the place is dirty," or "We didn't clean the washroom," and "Ah, oh, fuck, I didn't clean the snow off the thing," or whatever. Like things that you don't do anyway.
Yeah.
But it'd be like, "What the fuck?" Right? I'm sure it inconvenienced you in a little bit of a way, right?
Yeah, 100%. Like, I have to.
We haven't done groceries, you know. It's always the yellow.
There's
get
nothing.
Caught at the worst time.
That's the one I worry about. Is like, I got nothing.
Hospitality.
To give you. I got right. nothing to give you right now. Like, I didn't expect you to show up, you asshole.
You treat me like a door knocker. Yeah. I have nothing to offer you. You must leave. Give you, bro.
I'll give you some water from the tap if you want.
Sir, I'm trying to buy a violin, motherfucker.
Like, part of the, like, here's an example. I very rarely these days keep alcohol at home.
Okay? Nice.
Well, beer specifically.
Right.
I only buy beer if I know someone's coming over that's going to drink beer.
Okay.
And in that case, I will buy like maybe a 2-4 or something, right? Because then, you know, we'll have the drinks, we'll have a good time, but I know there's probably enough for like later on and tomorrow or whatever else.
Yeah.
But once that's done, dude, I don't go out and restock for myself. I only really restock when someone else is coming over. I've also been taking it easy on the liquor lately.
Good.
But anyway, it's like, for example, my dad came over on the weekend.
Right.
I knew he was coming, but he's not much of a drinker. I had 2 beers in the fridge and I asked, hey, dad, do you want one beer? He said, yes. I'm like, okay, cool. Usually he's a one and done kind of guy, especially now with his recent health stuff. So I'm like, whatever, this is fine. I'll have one beer with him. Then he's like, oh, give me another one. I'm like, what? He's like,
nice.
Hey, give me another. I'm like, oh, dad, I usually only drink one. Like, I only had one. And he's like, oh, damn. And so then I had to like give him juice and like he wasn't too happy about the juice.
Oh, no.
But it's just funny. Like, giving a heads up to someone if you're going over, you're able to prepare for that. I don't know. Yeah. It's weird. Like before, but it also speaks to like the way things are. Like everything's expensive. You can't just restock and buy like an extra set of whatever because yeah. you can. Now it's like, no, you get what you need.
Yeah.
And that's it, dude. So it's hard, dude. But speaking of the door knockers yesterday, this is where we're at as a society, okay? Some dude knocked on my door. I'm the kind of guy that I will look through my peephole and see who's there. If I don't know the person, I usually just stay still until they're gone. But I looked outside my peephole and the guy was gone. So I was like, what the fuck? Was this like a Nicky Nicky 9 door?
So then Nicky Nicky 9 door.
I haven't said that in years. So I opened up the door and then the guy walks from my neighbor's house back and I saw his vest. It said TELUS on it. And I'm like, here we go.
Oh, you got him.
I'm like, hi. And then he's like, oh, let me tell you about this event, blah, blah, blah. And now I'm like, listen, I'm sorry. I'm actually moving. And I don't have use for this. He's like, oh.
Nice. Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, and I threw this in. I'm like, someone came last week from TELUS and talked
excellent.
To me. And then the guy's like, really, last week? I'm like, yeah. And he's like, oh. And then he's like, oh, are you going to stay and bury it all, though? Because he's still trying to find a way to tell me whatever he's got to tell me. And I'm just like, no, I'm actually going to, like, Vaughn.
Nice. Like,
dude, I had to lie through my teeth, like, so yeah. hard for this guy to just fuck off. You know what I mean? And, you know, that job sucks. Like, going door to door trying to sell shit. You know, I feel for you guys. Like, but I'm sorry, man. It's like, you're wasting precious time.
I think with sales, I think a lot of people just been exposed to so many like sleazy sales guys that it's just hard to even like. Sometimes you'll meet a really cool salesperson and they're charismatic and they're you know they have a feel, they're not pushing you too much but they're answering all your questions, right? But then it's those ones that try too hard, like you've already told them no 2-3 times but they continue to like move away, sway and move, right?
Yeah.
For example, you know, because I now a project manager, but I was in sales for like the rest of my career, 10, 12 years. And so after a while, you just kind of know these rebuttals like the back of your hand, right? Like if I say to you, hey, Ryan, what do you think about this? Should we move forward? Mm-hmm. Actually, that's bad because you never ask a yes or no question, right? You want to ask an open-ended question, right? Like, is there any reason why you wouldn't be able to sign up with us today?
Right.
Right? That's a leading question. And then you answer it. You tell me something like, don't have the money. I got to talk to my wife, my partner, my business partner, whatever it might be, right? We're saving up for a kid. Anything that you throw at me, I'm going to have a rebuttal for. Depending on my product, I might be like, you have a kid? Great, perfect, because I'm just selling you insurance. Like, there's nothing better in the world. It's going to be like for your kid, for your family, for your livelihood than insurance, right? I can't afford it right now. If you give me 2 minutes, I can show you how I can make this affordable for you. We actually work with a third party. They finance things. We can get it down to like 0% interest. But, you know, we'd have to take a look at the numbers, yada, 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 right? I got to think about it. You know what, sir? I agree with you. When I buy something, I think about it too. Why don't we take a few minutes? Let me show you some options and we can think about it together. If at the end of it, you still don't feel like you want to proceed with it, I'm out. You know what I mean? Another one, the easier one for I got to think about it is perfect. I like to think about it too. So you grab a piece of paper and a pen. When should I follow up with you? Today, tomorrow, Thursday? Depending how you answer, I don't know if you're lying or not. If you give me anything other than a date and a time, you're lying and you're not interested. So if you were to say, you know what, I'll get back to you, my work, my schedule. I'm like, let's be frank here. Are you interested at all? Like, is there something else that you're kind of not telling me? Boom, 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 right? And then the best people are the ones that actually tell you the specific reason, right? Mm. It might be like, I just don't like the warranty, or I just don't like the contract. I used to get this one a lot. I don't like the contract. 3 years, it's a long time, 36 months. Anything can happen, yada, 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 right? So then when you get that one, it's just kind of like, you just have to sort of pivot a little bit and say, and now you're putting a spotlight. You just told me what the problem is. So rather than answer your question, I'm going to ask you a secondary question. I'm going to say, Ryan, besides the 3-year contract, is there any other reason why you wouldn't sign up with us today? No, that's kind of it. That's the only reason, the 3-year contract. Perfect. Let me make a phone call to my boss, because I've done this with a few other people, and let's get you on a 1-year deal. Everything stays the same. You get the free this, the free that value. You add all the value. It doesn't matter if it takes you minutes to go through the value. And I'm like, if we sign you up today, right? And we're for payment, there's no payment. We just take down your credit card number. You know, you have the first 30 days for free or whatever. We can go from there. You'd be on a 1-year deal. How's that sound? And at that point, if you push back, me, I'd be like, okay, he's not gonna buy.
Yeah.
It's something else, or I've made him feel uncomfortable. And sometimes that happens, right?
Right.
And that's when I back off. But no, there are salespeople that are much more skilled than me or than I'll ever be. And they will keep going until they got you by the jugular.
Oh, yeah. It's an art form, man. Like,
it's an art form. Here's another one. Sorry, go ahead. Good at that. I've talked enough. I'm going to drink some coffee.
No, it's not even that. It's just you got to be good at that. Like, one person. But here's the thing, too. They got to be, like, you got to be interested in what they're trying to sell you. Like, if someone's coming at my door and trying to sell me, like, fucking, I don't know, like something stupid, like a year supply of notebooks. I don't need notebooks. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to want a notebook, but then he's going to try to push notebooks on me. And then if I'm not careful, next thing I know, I got 30 notebooks coming in every month. Like,
right.
That's why it's like, if the best salesman can sell you anything, right? But yeah. You do have to get the guy that's interested in your product. The one person that got me almost, he didn't really get me. Some HelloFresh guy came to my door.
Nice.
And HelloFresh, like, was something.
What was his opener? Do you eat?
Do you like food? Like, no, he actually, I'm not gonna lie, I liked his look, so I didn't want to like turn him down. I was like, this guy's cool. And then he started talking about HelloFresh. I'm like, I've been interested to try it. Mm-hmm. And then he was very transparent to me. He's like, look, I've done this like a million times. Here's what I'm gonna do. I'm going to ask you for your information. I'm going to sign you up for something. And then you decide later on if you actually want to purchase something from HelloFresh or not. This is just to get you on those fucking coupon programs or whatever, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, cool, whatever. I let him do his thing. I said bye to him. Everything was cool. I didn't want to, like, you know, shut the guy down. And
right.
I thought about it. I'm like, okay, you know what? Like, maybe this is a sign that I should try HelloFresh. 3 days later, a huge box came to my door. From HelloFresh. There was like 6 meals in there.
Nice.
And I'm like, did he like charge my card already? Like with some shit? Like, what is this? Checking my card, I see nothing. Checking the HelloFresh account, I don't see any orders. So either this is part of the promotion or something, or like he did something fucked up. Like, I don't know. Nothing came out of my end. No money was wasted. But I got this big ass box of HelloFresh. I made all the food in there. I had a good time. Everything was easy. I'm sold on the service. Just at the time, I was like, you know, money's tight. I don't need another subscription, pretty much is what I'm saying. So I was like, I'm going to hold off. But this was a cool trial, right?
Right.
And I was like, you know what? If that guy never came to my door, I wouldn't have got this. And I wouldn't have been sure that I would try this for real. So that's a rare case where it's like, that was cool. A lot of weird shit happened, like, I think out of my control, and maybe his too, but that happened. I didn't know. I was expecting HelloFresh to call me and be like, oh, did we send you whatever? But That is the one time in my life where a salesman kind of got me, but right. not really.
And it doesn't. And like, yeah, that's crazy because, he didn't follow up. See, that's a mistake. He didn't follow up.
No.
Cause if he followed up, he might've had a better value package for you. You know, he's like, yeah, you know what? The boxes usually work out to about 20 each. That's about right. 20 each. We can, you know, get you a free box for the next 8 weeks over there. Right. Mm-hmm. But yeah, man, the sales guys will try stuff like that. They'll give you a freebie, right? A little taste. I remember I used to work for a security company, and I used to go to some of these appointments where they had just been broken into. Mm-hmm. They had just been broken into. And so they would call, like, you know, 4, 5, 6 different alarm companies, some of these people, and, you know, you'd go in and you'd make your pitch and whatever, right? And I know for those specific customers, there's people that will go in there and just try to fear monger them, you know, put the fear of God in them. You know, did you know that 37% of people that break in, they usually come back because they've made notes of things that they couldn't take with them, like a TV or something like that. So they'll be back with backup. They'll be back with more people, you know, or if you have a safe and they didn't find it, they'll come back with more time and try to look for the safe. Things like that, right?
Yeah.
Or the first one is usually just a scope. They're scoping. They'll be back for your fucking barbecue, your kid's bike, whatever, right? And so I would go in there, and rather than fear monger, I would say, I tell you what, we have a really great security company. We've been around since yada, yada, yada. First thing we can do is at least scare them away a little bit. So tonight, whether you purchase my security system or not, what I'm going to do for you is I'm going to give you a couple of signs that we can stick around your house and some stickers that we can put on your window. And then that way, if they do come back or if something happens or whatever, at least you have that first line of defense. Because when somebody comes to your house, they see the security sign. They don't know it's bullshit.
Yeah.
May or may not be, right?
Yeah.
So that was the thing that I used to do for people. It worked a lot of the time, but sometimes it wouldn't. Like, they would still say, you know, thank you for the sign, everything, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, they'd end up going with somebody else. Or what usually happened, they went with no security, right? Yeah. Because you go through a period where you are shitting your pants, like with anything. And then you're like, I'm all right. It's like, oh, okay. So now you're okay. But it happens. And it's human nature, right?
It's the way we are, yeah.
You spend the night Amazoning, like, 8-pack security cameras and night vision and bear spray and this and that. And my family, no one's going to fuck with my family. 2 days go by and you're like, eh, that weirdo that was walking around the neighborhood, he probably won't be back. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like we get over things. We realize, you know, we don't need it or whatever. But that's human beings being human beings. So, yeah, sales guys.
Y'all got a lot on your plate. I don't know how you do it, man. Like, I couldn't sell water to a fish. Like, I don't think I could do that. Like, right. I don't know. I don't think it's crazy, man. You must be really good at it.
It's tough. It's not for everybody, right? You get rejected a lot, right? You get rejected a lot. The best sales guys are closing at like 35%. That means if you walked into a room with 100 people, only 35 are going to say yes to you.
Yeah.
And not right away. Like, no. 10 of them might say yes right away. 15 might say yes to you. And then over the next month, you're looking for 35 sales. You got
to do follow-ups.
It's about right.
Contact them a million times. Like, fuck.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, brutal. Gross close rate.
Brutal.
But anywho.
Let's get out of here.
You can join us on Instagram. We're at Podcast Fresh. Check us out the rest of the shows, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air review show, the Podcast Fresh Cafe, where we talk about video games and movies. This one here, the Tours and Acapella show, we'll be back with episode 4 next time. Check us out on Facebook and YouTube at Podcast Fresh. Podcast Fresh TO on Twitter. And our email is podcastfresh2020@gmail.com. But check us out on Instagram. We are at Podcast Fresh. And our other Instagram is Tours and Acapella. Yes. That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah.
Damn.
Anything else, Pac, before we head on out of here?
No, man. I think we're good.
Let's get on out of here. As always, thank you very much, everybody, for downloading the show. We'll talk to you next time on the Torres and Acapella show.
Muy bien.
podcast fresh.